Ooh, that's gonna make it sound weird, huh?
Nah, that's fine.
Oh, it didn't do it this time! Haha, it's gonna make that noise. So they go and they talk about, like, all these feats that people did, like, strongmen in the history throughout time, whatever. A lot of them are myths and things like that. They don't do, like, Hercules shit where he's, like, lifting a fucking mountain or whatever.
I think that's the season 2 premiere.
Yeah. Okay. So they're, like, you know, and a lot of them are, from what I was reading online, because I haven't watched an episode yet, a lot of it isn't, like, those ones that are, like, oh, you know, Paul Bunyan fucking raced a train type thing or whatever.
Okay.
It's more of like, oh, this dude in history lifted a truck.
So it's real people.
Yeah, like real people.
Yeah, real people that have real feats of strength, but, and it's very territorial. So, like, every episode they're in a different area. Mm-hmm. So, like, the first episode they're in Minnesota, and there's a big Viking heritage thing there for whatever reason.
Yeah, because the football team.
Yeah, because the football team brought them all over. And so, like, there is, like, Vikings feats of strength. Okay. Jesus.
Yeah. Say that fucking one time slow.
And so part of it is, like, well, the legend is this. Mm-hmm. This isn't something that's, like, possible. Like, they'll be like, well, you can't do this. But we'll go back through history and try to accurately guess what different, like a, what's that thing that holds the ship, like in the middle of the ship, the big pole thing?
The mast?
Mast, yeah. So there was one where a ship got all fucked up and somebody carried the mast a certain distance to help, like, rebuild. And so they're, like, going back through history trying to find, like, okay, what's historically accurate on the smaller end that somebody might have been able to actually carry for a certain distance.
Okay.
And then they'll try to do that kind of weight, you know? So they try to adjust it. And then, like, some of them is, like, there's, like, a circus strongman would be, like, he, you know, carried a piano on his back for, you know what I mean?
X amount of feet.
So they rig it up, and they know that, like, today, because they're so much bigger and stronger than the people back then.
Yeah.
They'll, like, well, instead of just doing that, we'll do that, but we'll have a race of who will get, you know, a certain distance quicker. And then, like, Atlas stones and stuff like that. And there's historically accurate ones. I can't remember where there was now, but it's bugging me. But, like, actual stones that somebody had to walk around as a show.
Okay.
But the stones are still there, and they still have the handles, like, drilled into them and everything like that. So the rumor was, like, this dude walked them across the bridge kind of thing. So they all do it, and, like, some of them can't do it because they're so big and awkwardly shaped. Like, it's not just...
That's the four of them?
Yeah, it's the four of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Nick
I recognize these three.
Who's Nick's the other one. He's an old school...
Nick Best.
Strongman. He's, like, in his mid-50s.
Yeah.
And some of them he'll hang on the things, but, like, in terms of, like, actual strongman, like, full-on competitions, he won't be able to beat any of them. Yeah. But there's certain things where he could still do better than the other ones. And he gives it his all for sure. He almost died in that piano race one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they strapped the piano to him in, like, a harness. Mm-hmm. And so they got to strap it to their chest and their midsection, and then it's over their shoulders. So you're not putting, like, crazy weight on, like, one part of your back.
Right.
Well, he was going, and then he was in it too tight, and he couldn't breathe.
Ooh.
Like, when you start going, because you're going fast, it's a speed thing.
Yeah.
He stopped being able to, like, fill his lungs up with oxygen. Ooh. And he just stopped, and he was, like, held up by he passed out.
Oh,
and
shit.
He was just held up by all the things, and everyone ran over to him and tried to get him air and shit. And then the crazy bastard was like, oh, well, let me finish. I was like, fuck you. You're not going to finish.
You,
like,
almost died.
Robert Oberst came back. He's like, no, you idiot. You're not. Yeah, but it's actually a really cool show. There's some annoying aspects of it in terms of it, like, that. Obviously, everything is staged. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right. Like, they're not stumbling into these situations. But you can even tell, like, some of their, like, side-off things are a little too reality TV setup, you know, kind of thing. But what makes it good is, like you were talking, their interaction with them all. And then you throw in Nick, who just gets old jokes all the time thrown at him. It's a lot of fun.
And he calls him Grandpa.
And the best part, the best part is when they legit piss each other off.
Yeah.
And they don't want to lose their shit for real, but uh-huh. you could see it in their eyes. Like when like Robert and Eddie Hall will go at each other and they'll say something that one of them, and it's happened multiple times, they'll legit get mad and they're like, okay. And then they'll be like, their little side challenges will go on way fucking too long because they're trying to fucking kill each other. It's so great. And you could see the fire in their eyes start going. They're like, all right, fucker.
Yeah.
And they'll start going. Yeah. It's a fun show. And what's cool too is all four of those guys are in different stages of their career. So it's pretty universally known, like Brian Shaw is like the best.
Yeah, right. He's like, the current world champion four times.
Yeah, four or five times now, or maybe four. But he's pretty much universally looked at as one of the best, if not the best, right now. Mm-hmm. Not of all time or anything, but like right this second. Nick Best, right?
Nick Best, yeah.
Yeah, he's like the old vet journeyman. Like, he's never won it, but he's always been in it. And like the amount of time he's been doing it is like astronomical. Like, nobody else has lasted this long at this level.
Right. Cause a lot of times those guys,
you have a pretty short window. Yeah, you have like a 10 year window to be a major competitor. And he's been doing it for 25 years.
Damn.
Yeah. So he's kind of like the OG of it. Eddie Hall, who is this dude who's just genetically speaking is just too small to be a fucking strongman. Like, he just can't. And so at his biggest, he was just like a giant round mound of muscle.
Yeah.
And he got his strongman title. He won one and he fucking bailed because he knew he was going to die. Like,
right.
Like,
that literally was the one I was thinking of.
Like, yeah. Like the weight on his organs and everything mm-hmm. like that were too much. The doctors were telling him, like, don't fucking do this. There's a great documentary on Netflix, and I'm spacing on the name. I'm sure Cody. You remember?
It's called Strongman, right? No.
Strongman's on there, but
yeah, it's I know Strongman.
It might be Eddie Hall's. I don't know, but there's a good documentary. If you search Eddie Hall, you'll find
it. I'll pull it up.
And they're working on another one too. But that one, he's at his biggest, but then he his go to event was deadlift, and he still holds the record for most weight pulled off the ground.
Eddie Strongman.
Yeah. So that documentary kind of goes through him trying to compete for the strongman, but also trying to break the world record for deadlift.
Wow.
And he gets 1,102 pounds off the ground.
Damn.
And he fucking does it, and his nose is bleeding, and it looks like his eye's about to pop off and shit. Oh,
that explains in one of the YouTube channel, they were just showing a bunch of pictures, and that I saw that.
Yeah, one. That's like iconic, and to my knowledge, nobody else has been able to do that yet.
Damn.
And a lot of people don't even want to try just because of the amount of
fuck yeah, right?
Yeah. And then you have Robert Oberst, who's this another giant American dude from Texas, who he's younger than all the other ones, but he's got the same genetics as Brian Shaw. Like, they're both 6'8", they're both right around 400 pounds. Mm-hmm. Like, he physically can do it. Like, he's got the genetics to do it, but he's so young in the game comparative to Brian Shaw. And he's just, like, you could tell over the recent years, like, he's been getting closer and closer and closer. And he's on this projection that'll put him at the top soon if he continues doing what he's doing.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of one of those things is, if you're following it, you know, and keeping track of it, it seems like it's going to be one of those things where when he takes over, he's going to beat Shaw at the end of his prime kind of thing. And uh-huh. then Oberst will have a run. Like, that's how it kind of feels like it's going.
That's cool.
But the cool thing about it is they all get along. And cause a lot of people, like, they even address it in the show. They're like, well, these are the guys you're competing against. How are you, like, friendly with them, giving right. them tips? And they all talk. He's like, it's a competition. Like, once you're out there, it's just you and the weight. Like, yeah. So training wise, like, if they're training together, they're sharing tips, and Robert Oberst has been very forthcoming about how much shit he's stolen from Brian Shaw in terms of technique, recovery, because Brian Shaw was one of the first ones to get like real money mm-hmm. out of this with like good sponsors and stuff like that. So he's invested and kind of changed the game in terms of like different recovery things. He has a hot and cold pool at his home. Yeah. Oh, nice. He has like all these acupunctures and massages, and people stretch him. Like he's really devoted himself to recovery, which apparently seems like common sense, but in the strongman community, it was like, no, right. You just keep lifting and lifting and lifting until you can't lift anymore. Like that was like the whole thought process on it.
And that could be, that could explain, like, he has a very different looking physique than a lot of the other guys do.
Brian Shaw is weird because he's over 400 pounds, but a slight change to his diet, he'd probably have abs in like a couple weeks because he's
trying to do something like that right now. One of the videos that I watched,
his recent changes in his diet, he felt like the last strongman competition because some of the events, which is annoying when you try to watch strongman and try to be a fan, is the events are always kind of changing a little bit and they vary from place to place, which I think they need to be universal,
right?
But that's not how they do it, so whatever. So he's plenty strong enough, but he felt like his explosion and his speed wasn't up to par. Over the past few years of him getting bigger and adding on more mass, he felt like he lost too much explosion and athletic ability. So he's changing his diet around to lose a little bit of weight while trying to maintain as much of the muscle mass as he can, so he feels a little bit faster and more light on his feet. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, he's still eating a gajillion fucking pounds of food a day.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's different stuff. Now he's like eating like sweet potatoes and he's eating like more fruits and
like
stuff.
He has less rice, but still he has other stuff.
Yeah, before it was like his meal like four times a day was ground bison and rice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the most depressing and funny thing to watch because that's what really introduced me to the Brian Shaw and Eddie Hall was his. I ran across an article through Apple News that was, you know, the strong men show what they eat in one day. And I don't remember how many meals they did, but they would go back and forth. First meal of the day, first meal of the day, second meal of the day, blah, blah, blah. Where Brian Shaw is literally like, I start the day with, it was like ground steak or something like that and rice. And then Eddie Hall is like, you know, I have fruit and I have pasta and I have steak and I have this and that. And then second meal of the day, Brian Shaw's like, I have ground steak and rice. And then Eddie Hall is like all this other different stuff. And for the whole entire day, Brian Shaw was literally like just ground steak and rice with every once in a while a sweet potato in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, that is the most depressing.
Yeah. His meals are meals a little bit ever. Better now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it would be like he would do ground ribeye with...
That's what it was, ribeye.
Yeah, with rice. And then, like, to spice it up, he'd throw chicken broth in it.
Yeah, so that was the funny part, too. Well, yeah, he was making his
rice with chicken broth.
Yeah. So he was like, you know, and the kid comes home, and we make what we call the monster mash. And, like, watching it the first time, I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. And then it's, like, ground ribeye with rice and chicken stock. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, he just eats it with a spoon.
Yeah, it's gnarly, too.
They call it the monster mash, and that's...
Yeah. So on average... Brian will have essentially eight meals. He'll have six full meals.
Yeah.
And then two meal shakes.
Yeah.
Which are weird because they're like 1500 calories each.
Yeah.
That's gnarly.
And I'm like, that's hardcore.
On a side note real quick about shakes, I ran into another YouTube hole.
Yeah,
that happens. I fell down. It was with Men's Health, and I think it's called it's like What's in the Fridge or something like that. Fridge and Gym.
Yeah.
I saw it first because of Kevin Smith, but then I saw Arnold's.
Yeah,
Arnold's is pretty impressive, but it's his fucking shake.
Yeah,
where he was just like, I put this in, it's almond milk, and then I put this in, and then I put an egg in. And he cracks it and he stops and he goes, I put shell in too.
Yeah.
He throws it in there and fucking blends it. And I'm like, you're a maniac.
I think the shell part, because Schwarzenegger always hams it up a little bit too. I don't think he does that every time.
It's a little bit of like calcium thrown in there.
Showmanship kind of thing.
I mean, I don't know how much calcium you really need, but
that spoof kind of video he did on his Facebook?
The one where he dressed up as the gym guy?
No. Where he was showing his morning shake. He was talking about everyone was always asking me how do I get all my nutrition and everything like that. So this is my morning shake. He's like, okay, so you start with a little bit of cherry juice. So he puts a little bit of cherry juice in there. he's like, your protein. He has whatever brand. He has like a vegan brand that he uses for protein.
So he does put a protein, because in that video there, they don't show him putting any powder or anything.
Yeah, he has one, and he keeps them in the individual, like, single serving things. He rips it open, pours that in there. It's like a little bit of almond milk, and he's like, and people always ask me if there's any secrets. He's like, this is a secret to making sure your muscles absorb all that nutrition. And he pulls a bottle of schnapps out.
Yes.
And he rips the thing off and pours it in there. He's like, just a little bit. You don't want too much. And the whole time he's pouring. I was like, yeah, that's
he did say that in the video. And every once in a while, you put in a little alcohol. I think he said schnapps or tequila or something like that. And I was like, what? That has to taste awful at that point.
Maybe. Imagine those farts. Schnapps and fucking protein powder.
Right.
With egg and cherry juice.
Yeah. That's rough.
Rough.
I will say as well, with those, I've only watched the Kevin Smith one and the Arnold one, and the whole entire time their fridge door is open, I'm just sitting there going, close the goddamn fridge, guys. I'm so pissed off that the fridge is just open.
Yeah, they're getting paid for it. It's fine.
Apparently.
There's some good ones. There's a lot of people on there that, because I found that series a while back.
I was hoping, my brother was hoping Joe Rogan would be on there, but he wasn't. As far as I saw,
no, he hasn't done one yet.
Apparently, pretty gnarly.
His gym. He needs to do a video about his new gym. His new gym's fucking ridiculous because he apparently built this fucking compound where he records his podcast, and he has a gym, and he has like an archery simulator in the back. Like, he has all kinds of crazy shit. And his gym, there's pictures of it on his Instagram. There's not like a full on tour, but you can piece together the pictures. It's like a fucking full on like golds, dude. Like it's
like a full on gym. But then I know he's into like the cryotherapy stuff.
Yeah, he's got a soak tank. He's got a sauna. He's got a. I don't think he has a cryo chamber, but he has
might have like one of those egg ones.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but because he does cryotherapy a lot too. But yeah, he is. Apparently that place, and people will come in and hasn't been there before, they'll just rave about it on the podcast. They're like, this place is fucking awesome. He's like, yeah, it is. And then he's even talking, he's like, you know, we kind of fucked up early on, but we're going to add it on a like a kitchen and like a faux restaurant attachment to it.
Oh, wow.
Because he does all the wild game, and you can't serve wild game at a restaurant.
Right.
But he wants his friends to try it, and he likes sharing it and stuff. So he's like, well, it's not a real restaurant. It's just... my place. So he's gonna add a kitchen with a
dining room area
for his friends for all of his crazy wild shit that he kills.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The other documentary is Born Strong. That's the one that follows like the four of them.
Yeah.
Follows Eddie, and that crazy Brian, fucking half Thor, and the Russian guy or whatever,
the Russian dude.
Yeah,
who trains in a. Under a fucking stadium.
Yeah.
Like by himself. A fucking monster in a movie. Yeah, some I can't remember his name, but he was like, as Brian Shaw was coming up, he was like the guy.
Okay.
Like everyone knew he was the guy. And I think he even beats Shaw in that one, but it might have been his last one. And he's older. And he's going around, you're seeing everybody's gym, like they're working out here and it's fucking outside or it's in a regular gym or their garage, like normal looking places.
Okay.
And you see this it's fucking that dude's name? Gym. Yeah,
he's like Z. Drunas? Yeah, he's from Ukraine, I believe.
Yeah, he's like a elected public official too.
Lithuania.
Lithuanian.
Yeah. But
Jesus Christ,
they cut to his that's fucking
like Arnold. This like,
yeah, they cut to his training thing, and he's in this cold, like he's wearing sweaters and a beanie and gloves and he's shit.
Full on Rocky.
Yeah, III. And he's like, it's like this weird little room but under a stadium. Somewhere
it's like under a Coliseum
in his like home. Nice.
Yeah.
And it's just got like there's weights over here and there's Atlas stones over here and like the
stone logs. Bench that he
like,
uses.
That's it. And he just does all of his training there. Like, but he's, Jesus Christ.
He does it by himself, no one there.
Yeah. References like how weird it was having like cameras there. Because like they were in his way and he's got like mad, like get the fuck out of the way kind of thing.
Yeah. It's weird.
That's weird.
It's so weird.
It's a really fun documentary though. The Eddie Strongman one is sort of depressing.
Right, because it talks about how he gets so big, but he can't really, his frame can't handle
it. Like all his, they talk to his doctor and stuff like that. But this one, the Born Strong, because you see Brian you see Eddie, you see Half-Thor, who is obviously the mountain from Game of Thrones. They even go with, there's even a thing where during that, it's, they're filming it during the premiere of one of the seasons. So he goes to the premiere party, he has to go get a suit, but he has to get it made.
Like, yeah, custom.
And he's just like, dun-dun-dun.
The people
like,
who are measuring had to, like, combine measuring things for some of his
measurements,
yeah.
Like, because, like, when they were doing, like, the chest shoulders one,
yeah,
like, the thing went close all the way, so they had to hold another one and add on to it.
Yeah.
Like, good luck making that fucking shit.
Right?
Right.
Goddamn circus tent over that guy.
Yeah. So, yes, Eddie Strongman, you can watch on Netflix. I don't know if Born Strong's on there anymore. It may be.
One of the other videos that I ran across of Brian Shaw's that I actually don't know when it came out, so this could be a couple years old. But well, no, it's probably one of his newer ones, because he is talking about cleaning up his diet, trying to slim down the fat, or at least the body composition, yeah, is what he's looking to improve upon. So I never looked it up afterwards. Apparently, there's a machine called the Dex machine. I don't know if you really know what it is. Or does
basically like a hardcore BMI kind of thing.
Yeah, right? It's a hardcore BMI type thing. But apparently, he was explaining how he did it at a strongman competition beforehand. And so he's got all the data from there, and he was like, I really want to, you know, he started cleaning up his diet and whatnot, and he wanted to do it again. So he's trying to find a place
that
to...
He can't, yeah, I've seen that one.
You saw that one,
and he can't find a place that will fit him?
Yeah, well, the first one he goes to, he literally traveled like an hour or two, and he gets there, and they're like, you're too heavy for our machine. Like, and his weight at that time was 445 pounds or something like
Brian's?
That. Brian's, yeah. Yeah. They're like, our machine can't handle you.
Yeah, and one of the videos he did, one of his eating challenge videos, they went to this place in Colorado where he lives. I can't remember what it's called. It's a burrito, like a taco shop, but they have this gut buster burrito.
Yeah.
And it's 7-pound burrito.
Yeah.
It's made, basically, it's like two giant burritos, like, together, right? It's like two burritos. Bitch, it is two burritos. He's talking with the two guys he's eating with, and it's interesting to watch him eat, because he chews so much on one bite. Well, I say one bite, one mouthful. But he's very methodical about it. But he's talking to these guys. He's like, yeah, at one point I was thinking about going up to 500 pounds. And I was like, good God.
How do you think about going up to 500 pounds?
Yeah, he's like, but, you know, I'm like, oh, nope.
I'm still trying to figure out how that works.
Yeah, it's
how to gain weight, how to gain muscle without gaining fat, much fat.
It's because they eat so much calories, and then they go work all of it off.
Right.
That it just literally, like, gets to a point where like they can't get any more muscle, but their body can't even produce fat because they eat so cleanly, and they work it all off, so it's just, it never has time to metabolize into the fat. And like that's the thing,
weird
was like
thing, because like the basis of losing weight is just stay in a deficit, a calorie deficit,
right,
and you're fine. But them to stay in a calorie plus, it's like you have to.
Yeah, the caloric intake is just
it's so stupid. Ridiculous.
It's like it's so.
Can every strongman will talk about how like the hardest part about being a strongman is eating, because you have to eat constantly, like you don't ever stop. You're every couple hours.
That made me wonder, the one video I watched, the 20,000 calorie challenge, was that 20,000 total, or was that per person? Because
I think it was per person.
That's per person. Yeah.
So it was each of them eating
20,000. Yeah, because they had like four desserts each, a milkshake.
Yes. Yeah, because he's at like 1,600 on a regular one, and then he has his cheat. And it's weird because like their cheat meals don't even give them the calories that they need.
Right. It's just, food they're not normally eating.
Yeah, it's just something else in your system.
Yeah, like they did a Chick-fil-A one time. It was really funny.
It was just so funny seeing them try to get the calorie intake up at a Chick-fil-A where it's just chicken.
Yeah, right.
It was like,
so he's like, eat four Chick-fil-A sandwiches, a large fry, a milkshake, a large soda, and I think a nugget, like a large nugget thing too.
It was like, and one nugget.
I was like, this is
a cherry on top.
Madness.
The 20,000 calorie one, that made me laugh too. They order all the food, and then Robert was like, and do you have Coke Zero?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's talked about it. He's like, I like the taste better.
And so they made fun of him for like 10 minutes straight. Just like, you order all that food, all those calories, and then you get a Diet Coke.
If you get a chance to watch the Taco Bell cheat meal with Brian.
I wanted to see that one because you told me about that one before where they basically ordered one of everything on the fucking menu.
And he's so unaccustomed to American-Mexican food. Like, he doesn't know what half of it is because they have weird names or whatever. You know, he knows tacos, burritos, but he's like, yeah.
What's a chalupa?
Yeah, like all these different things. So he's ordering, but then he gets back to his house with all his food, right? And it's gross to look at because it's just like...
I'd imagine it's gross. It's literally the same ingredients, just in different forms.
Yeah. Mounds of food, right? Yeah. And so he's going through, and like they're supposed to label everything so he knows what it was. But then there's these ones that are like random. Like, they don't have stickers on. They're not labels. He's like, well, I don't know if there's any bison. He's like, oh, this is gross. He's like, but he's like trying to eat it, and he's like, this is just...
What would that be, I wonder?
One of the ones he didn't like, it looked like a quesadilla. But it was weird because it was folded in like aluminum foil.
Oh, that's probably that. What is that thing called where they fold the taco over itself and it's not a
Crunchwrap.
Oh, it's not a Crunchwrap.
No, it looked like a quesadilla.
Because I thought they put that in foil.
No, I don't know. I haven't been to Taco Bell in fucking forever. But it was just, and he's eating and he's like, no, well, it's like the sauce in it. I just don't like it or whatever it is. But he's like going through and he's like, oh man, it's just so bad. Because Taco Bell is, I would never venture to say it's a good representation of Mexican food.
No.
Or even like a taco shop, you know what I mean?
It's not even a good representation of like a Mexican-American
food. Yeah, so he's used to going to like a taco shop where you have Americanized Mexican food. So he eat that, but he's like confused like what it is, and he's just like, I can't do this. It's gnarly. But his cheat meal day one that came out, I want to say it's beginning of the year, like towards like January, February, is nuts.
How often do they do cheat meals? Because I know, like, comparing to The Rock,
he does his every, he does it once a month. So he does a cheat meal challenge type thing, like once every quarter.
But he's also his challenge things are also kind of ridiculous because he gets a lot of money off of his content,
okay,
like his YouTube content and stuff like that. So if he wasn't doing that, they wouldn't be that obnoxious. You know what I mean? So he also has to take time for that. But no, I don't know. Cause The Rock fluctuates his too. Cause sometimes it's once a week, depending on what kind of
training he's doing for.
He's doing at the time or what he's going for, or what he's shooting. Cause he'll have cause he's in constant communication with his trainer. Who's, I think, is his ex-wife's husband, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
So weird. Agent's husband? Because his ex-wife is also his agent? so weird. But yeah, he'll... Because, like, I remember on Instagram he posted one where... a little video showing, like, he had a bunch of... Like, a pizza and some brownies and, like, something else. Like, a real carb and sugar heavy meal. Mm-hmm. And he's like, not my normal cheat day meal, but it's not necessarily cheat day. Sending pictures and my diet to my trainer, telling him what we were shooting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And said, for that scene, you need to be more vascular. So you need to intake your carb and you need a carb load and sugar up. So you look better for that scene tomorrow. And he's like, okay. And so his shit will change too, depending on like if he's got like a big old action sequence where he's gonna be shirtless that he's filming the next day, he'll carb up and sugar load like crazy the night before to make those veins pop.
Affects you in like that next day. But I guess when you are that,
so that's the Taco Bell.
That's disgusting looking. Yeah. Like, I can eat Taco Bell. Chalupas basically are it, but. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's fucking gnarly, dude.
Yeah, like, you do like that's Taco a mound Bell.
99% meat. Like, what's the other 1%?
It's funny because he's going through. He's like, what's this one? And then I go, he's like, oh, it's vegetables. Yeah, we'll skip that one. And I was like, I'm trying to find that. He did he was trying to get himself to 25,000 calories in a day.
For him, I don't think it wouldn't be that hard.
Well, it's the amount of food he have to do. Yeah, here it is. He ends up not getting right to 25,000, but he gets... Because also, too,
these guys try to lay off sugary stuff. Right. And, like, that's like the easiest way to get your calories.
So that's kind of a showing of what he got.
in which you can see a lot of sugary stuff.
Right? Yeah, it's like two full family-sized cheesecakes, a whole... He doesn't eat the whole box of the Krispy Kreme donuts. He eats like eight of them, but in one sitting. Yeah. Right after he had a full Tex-Mex breakfast of two different plates.
Goddamn, those fucking Krispy Kreme donuts would be the end of me.
Yeah, he had this shake he made that he like tried to make, and he basically put in a half a jar of Jif peanut butter. Plus all this other shit, like four times as much of the MRE protein stuff that he does.
God damn.
The shake alone was 6,500 calories, I think he said.
Good Lord.
Yeah. He ate four Baconators. he had this crazy shake from one place. He ate two or three pints of Ben and Jerry's.
Okay.
A pizza, and there's something else. I can't remember what it was. Yeah, it was just ridiculous.
That's fucking all. Wow.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it's gnarly. You should never do that. And then he was lost a challenge to his wife twice now, where they basically tried to outdo their best, and so she beat him, and both times he had to get something waxed. So the first time he had to get his chest waxed.
Okay.
The second time he had to get his face waxed. So wow. They cleaned up his eyebrows, but they did his nostrils.
Okay. Oh.
Dude, yeah, he was not fucking, like, you can see him on the table, and he's just like, it was funny because the second time he brought his own table because he's afraid to break theirs. Because he has a extra strength massage table.
Well, going back to the deck stuff that he was doing, the second one that he went to, they were able to accommodate his weight. Barely, it looked like. I mean, it looked like he was about ready to break the thing, but he's 6'8". He didn't fit on the fucking table.
And when he goes towards the wall, he almost, like, fucked up his foot on the shelving hanging.
Yeah, because there was a shelf there, and it just, as it was, like, as the table was moving, because I would have thought the arm would have moved, but as the table's moving, his foot is just, like, hitting the shelf, and it's just, like, pushing his foot back, and it was like, oh.
It was gnarly.
Gnarly. So, yeah, I can imagine that he has to bring his own table places because he's a big, heavy dude.
Yeah. So he was, you could see, like, he's visibly getting, like, nervous on the table, and he's starting to sweat, and you can see his face getting red, and his wife's just giggling because she knows, like, how much anxiety is in him and stuff.
Why would you wax your nose? Like, get a nose clipper.
Well, because they were there already. And this lady wasn't like, she wasn't like, oh, I wonder how I'm going to do this. Like, she knew exactly how to do it. I was like,
I'm sure she's done it before, but that's my point, is like, why is this?
Yeah, they take this swab, right? And they put the wax on it, and then they just put it in there, and they just, she holds it and waits for it to, like, dry, and just right out. I was like, nope.
I'll shave the nose hairs.
Yeah, I was like, you can leave that alone. Yeah.
No, don't wax those things.
Yeah, the chest one's funny because he is very, very upset.
I'd imagine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that either.
But yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, it was a very interesting look into his life and then the life of just strong men in general with those YouTube videos.
Yeah, his gym tour of in their new house is interesting because he has all this equipment that he's only seen, like, one place. Like, he's like, I've seen it. It's like, so I bought one. And he's like, it does all these different things. But he's like, you see his leg machine and, like, his leg press thing, you know? He's like, you know, lay down. And it looks like it's for a car.
Yeah.
Really?
It looks like something you see in an auto shop. Like,
because it's he doesn't ridiculous. Fit in other ones.
I suppose that makes sense, yeah.
So, like,
and, the, you know, and not the, only the doesn't fit part, even if he finds one that does fit, they usually won't hold the amount of weight that he needs to hold.
To be able to do, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, this has, like, two sets of bars on each side.
Yeah.
But then the platform where his feet go is, like, literally, like, it's got to be 4 feet
wide. Where if you, like, most normal gyms, they're, like, 2 feet by 2 feet.
Yeah.
Probably,
yeah.
You know, like, square shoulder.
Yeah. Apart. This looks like a fucking, like love seat with the fucking bottom of a semi-truck.
Just push on the front.
And that's what he's lifting. I was like, this is fucking insane.
Those have to be, like, super custom things, yeah.
Yeah, like, he's, like, even, like, one or two of the machines he had made.
Yeah.
I was like, good God.
Did a fabricator come in, like, this is what I need. I need these measurements. I need people fit in this. It needs to hold this much. They're like,
all right, here we go. Just weld it all together.
The thumbnail from one of the challenge, the 420-pound man versus wife, who's stronger. And, like, you can see, like, the difference in their
body. I saw that picture. I didn't watch the video, but yeah.
That's super hilarious.
I was like, God damn, I can't even lift that with one hand. Fuck that.
Dude. His wife's a crazy good athlete, too.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Because they scale everything based on weight, obviously, in those competition videos.
Yeah.
But she's fucking explosive, dude. She's good.
And she beat him twice.
She did?
Yeah.
Nice.
The first time was, like, a lot. The second time was very close, but, like, she still won, and she's like, well, getting a wax, and he's like, ugh! Okay. I was like,
poor Brian.
And he didn't know what they were waxing the second time.
Oh.
And then she told him when he got there, he's like,
surprise nose wax.
Yeah. Mm. This is the only way you're going to get one, is if it's a surprise nose wax.
Yeah, he ain't going to go any other way. So, yeah, you know, fun times.
Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, he finished fifth overall, tied for fifth in the 2019. Mm-hmm. And that's what pushed him to change his diet up, because he hadn't, wasn't feeling himself. Because he won in 2015, 2016, won first. Then he got third in 17 and 18. And then he got fifth. And he's like, I need to do something because I haven't been feeling myself.
Seems like that he peaked and then suddenly is going,
because he got so better. He went third, second, first. He went fourth because he got injured. Or, yeah, he had an injury. And then he went first again, third, first, third, third, fifth. And he's like, something's, like, I'm not feeling myself.
Yeah, dropping off there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, and then, like, they just, like we were talking before we started recording, they just went, they're in Dubai right now for the Ultimate Strongman.
Uh-huh.
And there's 20 contestants, I think they said. Eddie's there. Obviously, Brian's there, and they got people from, like, there's one representative from every, like, country that's there. It's like Iceland and Ireland and all different places all over the world. And, like, if you watch the video, it's really funny because, like, they're on the stage talking to press and people, whatever. And there's this, at one point, Eddie's sitting in this chair, which would looks like a normal chair in him. But then you look, like, next to him is a normal-sized dude, and he's sitting in a chair that's half that size.
Yeah, and you're like,
that's a big chair.
Yeah.
And then next to him is, like, this love seat that he crammed these three dudes on.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah.
And then Brian's in this other chair, and he's just, like, bulking, and, like, this is just madness. Like, you don't do that.
No.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. Yeah, that sounds insane, because, like, the 10 Atlas stones... The heaviest one, I think they said, is 200 pounds.
Ugh.
But it goes up from, like, the smaller ones, and it does, like, the five and then five more, obviously. But it's five more than every other competition they normally do. And they're doing, like, a truck pull or something.
Okay. They're
doing.
That would explain. I saw a video, I think it was recently, where he was doing a truck pull.
Well, that one he was practicing for an event they were doing for promo for the History Show.
Oh, so that was for the History Show.
But they're doing something equivalent to it there.
Okay.
They're doing deadlifts and all that fun stuff. But, yeah, and they have this new thing where they have to carry that, essentially a refrigerator down a certain length.
Mm.
Then they have to run it this, like, 75-pound metal shield back down. And it's fastest time, so they have to lift. I can't remember what that machine or that device is called. Mike probably knows. Basically, it's this big metal cage that has all this weight on it, and they have to lift it up and then walk with it.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
So they have to do that, and it's all by time. So they have to get down there, pick up the shield, and run it back. And he's like, yeah, it's awkward because it's like, they call it a shield because it has two handles, but it's like this weird shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, it doesn't seem.
Yeah, it's funny. It literally looks like they're just picking up, like, a Smith machine that broke halfway down. And
yeah.
That's what they have to run with. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably it says in here if I clicked on
it might.
Strongman. Yeah, it's insane because, like, I'm looking at 2019 Strongman. They did monster truck pull, giant medley, which includes a super yoke and a farmer's walk, a deadlift reps, and overhead press reps. That was heat one.
Okay.
Heat two, same thing on that. And then the third heat's the same one, and then fourth heat's the same thing. And so you keep building points for it. But you have to do those events, and it's all by points, by either time and weight and things like that. It's just insane. But, like, a monster truck pull. You're pulling a fucking monster truck.
Yeah.
the fuck? Like, that's crazy.
Right.
Yeah, that's the one. So, another American won that one.
Remember back in the day, Lou Ferrigno got tired of everybody talking shit about bodybuilders not having functioning muscles, so he competed in a strongman competition.
Mm-hmm.
He got like top four with no prep.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, I guess that's a real thing.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's weird, like, to watch these dudes, because when they work out, he doesn't show too much of his workouts in general, just because it's would be boring to watch him, because it's just him doing reps or whatever.
Yeah.
But they'll show him in, like, in his house, his gym, he has a whole corner, essentially, like, if you were to line up barbells from here to the corner and over to this wall.
Yeah.
That's just his, and they're just stacked on each other.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, the biggest one is like 200 pounds. I was like, what? 200 pounds?
A 200 pound barbell or dumbbell.
I don't fucking know. Well, I mean, look at him. I mean, that's why.
Yeah, he needs it.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, that's an exercise. It's a piece of exercise equipment.
Yeah, it really is.
A piece of, like, what the fuck, man? That's insane.
That's too much.
And it's just these two giant metal orbs with this bar about yay big in it. And I was like, you can't even pretend to use two hands on that.
Right.
You're just like, I was like, nah.
That's one of the fun things about the show, The Strongest Men in History, is they're doing these challenges, and it's not the weight that gets them. It's the awkwardness of stuff, because it's not designed, or it's like they're used to.
It's so big. That
where, it's like, if they're awkward. Doing shoulder press things with the logs, those are evenly distributed weight. If they're doing, you know, that carry thing, it's designed to sit across their shoulders, you know, and be evenly weighted, or at least consistent in their weight. So the crazy shit that they have to pick up are weird oblong things. So they have to figure out a way to
position it
where the balance isn't too terrible.
Yeah.
And so it adds an element of difficulty, because if they're just doing all these weights and converting them to the weight that they do in the strongman competition, they would just all smoke it. Like, they do it every time. It wouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
So they're actually doing it. Like, the thing with the pianos, like, they're actual fucking pianos on their back. Like, that's not weighted properly. You know what I mean?
Right?
So you can't just stand straight up with it, and you can't lean too far forward because they're pretty top heavy.
Yeah.
You know, you have to kind of find that right spot and then try to keep your upper half as steady as possible as you're moving your feet. So
that's awful.
Adds for a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy, crazy. Anyhow, comes naturally, we are
Joe,
Mike,
I'm Cody. We're almost done with this episode, but the last thing I want to talk about,
42 minutes in,
is the new Star Wars trailer.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
Since we've all watched it.
Yeah.
Proud of Joe for watching it.
You actually watched it?
I watched it twice.
You did. So I'm very happy about that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about Watchmen today, but I know someone didn't watch it.
I know I watched it. I watched The Watchmen.
I don't have HBO.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, you do. He gave it to you.
No, you never give me HBO.
How do you have it?
You?
No, because I asked you one time. You're like, I have.
I sent it.
Has all my logins.
No, because I kicked them off.
Oh,
yeah.
I kicked all them off, and I gave it to you, Taj, and Joe.
Nah, I took your AMC.
Yeah, well, he has that too.
I have that too. Thank you, guys.
So
you want my Hulu?
No, I have Hulu.
I have commercial free Hulu.
Anyhow, so the final trailer for Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, was released on Monday. What'd we think?
Joe?
First off, I just want to comment about how I think it's weird that they released it during Monday Night Football.
Well,
I know they've done it in
for
the
two
past.
Reasons.
I know they've done it in the past, but I just want to say how it's weird to think that is a audience that you would release it for. I know it's a big event.
Well, it's because it's watching. On ESPN,
right?
And it's owned by
it's
Disney.
Disney. I know it's a
so they don't have to pay themselves for advertisement.
That's a lot of people are going to view. And I know Star Wars is a pretty universal thing, but it's just weird to be like, you know, football.
But Monday had a significance, though.
What other? Oh, it was Carrie Fisher's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why they put it on there. It just happened to be. Well, on a Monday, so they put it up.
They've done it in the past, didn't the previous one of the trailers launched during the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And again, I understand it, that it's a big marketing event, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, but it's still just a weird,
like, yeah, it was a very bizarre thing.
That how you're going to do a sci-fi movie thing during a football.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't seem like a very crossover crowd.
No, not at all.
Anyway, so I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, it's something that I would honestly need to watch again, even though I don't really want to watch again, because I'm not, you know, I at this point, you've already sold me. I want to go see it. I don't want to watch more and more and more of it. But at the same time, I do, because I know... So I watched it the first time, and it's just, there's so much to take in that I know I missed some stuff, and I know there's something that I read about later where they were like, oh, did you see the scene with all the ships frozen in ice? And I was like, what? I totally missed that. What the fuck?
Yeah, someone's...
And then I saw it again, and I totally forgot about that because I was just enjoying the other visuals going on. You know, it's just very, like, bright lights, and I'm like, ooh, yay, bright lights!
Yeah, people said ships frozen in ice. I'm like, I saw the big thing of ice. I didn't notice it was ships frozen there.
Right.
I was like, I saw ships flying towards it, but I'm like...
And at one point, you see that Star Destroyer coming out of, like, some sort of ocean...
Yeah, like water. Ocean thing. Yeah, I was like, okay, I don't know if that's the same, but whatever.
Right, so, like, so watching it a third time, myself would be like, was there really, like, giant, you know, frozen iceberg with
plus
ships
it's, like,
inside of it?
This or big? Like, yeah, how can you... I don't know, whatever.
I hope it's not a fucking sad movie, even though it seems like at one point it's
gonna be sad.
You're gonna have C-3PO sacrificing himself, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, what the fuck was all that about?
Whatever happening is leading to him. What we saw in the sizzle reel from Comic-Con, where he has the red eyes.
Oh, the murder eyes.
Yeah. So whatever that is, it's doing something.
Apparently,
there's
some sort of comic canon with that.
Yeah, his standalone comic book he had. Talks about that, whatever it is. I don't know. I didn't read it. There's way too many Star Wars comic books
there
to fucking
really
read.
There were way too many at the time. Or even
there's,
right now,
there's still still a bunch.
Absolutely awesome. I love the visuals of everything. I love the returning cast. I like that you have even what's-her-name returning. Rose?
Rose, yeah.
Yeah, Rose is returning. That's really cool.
Good on her.
Right?
She got shit on so hard for no fucking
so
reason.
Yeah.
For no fucking reason?
Yeah.
Other than, like, not being white, I guess.
Exactly.
Was like, what she got.
You can only be white or black. That's apparently what Star
Even
Wars
says. The black thing
say.
Wasn't, like, John Boyega got.
No, but you have to be a certain black.
Oh.
You can't, like, be a stormtrooper and be black. That's weird.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
Internet, man. Fuck those
suits,
guys.
It doesn't really matter.
Thank you very much.
Right.
English, fat, whatever.
Kevin Smith.
He wasn't actually in the suit. He's voiced it.
Yeah, he just voiced it. I thought that was funny, listening to one of his interviews that he was doing with somebody. Vanity Fair, I think it was. It makes me wonder exactly what's going on in the movie. Obviously, it doesn't tell you much of the story. You see a lot of Rey versus Kylo in different settings, you know. Really fucking epic, him walking out of that
the fucking wave.
Wave, yeah, exactly,
bro.
To go up against her, and then, like, one of the next scenes with them is it looks like they're shattering a statue of
Vader,
Darth Vader, yeah,
yeah.
But then you get to see that fucking throne sitting there, and you hear Emperor Palpatine, like, "I've been waiting for you." Like, oh my god, what the fuck is going on in this movie? What the hell happens in this movie?
That's my favorite part about this trailer. Is we still have no idea what the
you
fuck's
still
happening.
Have no idea what the fuck is going on.
What the fuck's the title mean? Like,
what
any
the fuck
of it.
The title means, and how this is supposed to end.
Yeah, right?
This.
Yeah, it's like, did you see the Game of Thrones scene?
What was that?
So it looks to be in Palpatine's chamber from the Death Star, where it has the window, and you can see his that spinny chair.
Okay.
And it's the reason everyone's calling it a Game of Thrones scene is because you have Rey on this end. And you have Kylo coming in this end, and it's the wall's been shattered out.
Okay.
And so it looks like the throne, the game of the throne room from the Iron Throne.
Yeah, right there.
And the same thing, because they're behind her is the shattered window, and Daenerys was in front of a shattered window.
Okay.
Where the seat was, and then I was like, oh, it's weirdly correct, and it's the way that people can pause it up. It's almost the exact same angle. Because it's from the back corner,
uh-huh.
And just like you see Jon Snow walking in, but you see Kylo Ren. I'm like, ooh, that's weird. That's
they probably did it on purpose.
Maybe it's an amazing scene.
Or something.
And I didn't even think about it. Like I wasn't thinking about Game of Thrones anything while I was watching this fucking trailer.
Right.
But then someone posted it. And I was like, yep, okay. I see it. I see what you're talking about now. I mean, the window's a little bit lower because, like,
but still, it's
the
like
throne room window is higher. But like, it's the same thing because it's broken. So like, the Game of Thrones with the melted throne is here, and like the walls all busted out, whatever. But I'm like, yeah, it's like the same angle. It's even the same coloring because it's like a darkish background.
Yeah.
But it's like it's daytime, so it's like or like dawn or whatever. So it's like dim. And yeah. I was like, wow, that is fucking awesome. But it's a dope, it's a fucking dope like scene. It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh goddamn, the visuals, the Millennium Falcon with all those other ships, whatever fucking epic battle that thing is.
Whoa.
That
happens. I think that's all, like you see the Millennium Falcon come into formation in front of all those ships. I think that's what you're seeing going towards that ice thing, which is probably like the culmination of whatever. Yeah. Because there's, I can't remember where it's at. It's in the Outer Reaches and uncharted areas. Mm-hmm. There is a facility where they basically took the technology they were using for the cloning, and they're using it to clone the Emperor so he can live on forever. Wow. And so this ability where he'd clone his body and then he'd move his consciousness from one place to the other. I don't think that's canon anymore because I think that's in the classic novels.
Okay.
But it was on a asteroid in the Outer Reaches that's covered in ice.
Which this kind of makes sense. If they're bringing that back in, that would also explain why Palpatine is still alive.
Yeah. Like, so
you just have like just a shit ton of clones of Palpatine?
Yeah. Well, because that's where Mara Jade comes from.
Okay.
Mara Jade is a female clone.
Which would make sense.
They didn't put his consciousness into, but just made him.
Basically, he could build a whole entire fleet of clones.
He just didn't want anybody with the power he has.
Right.
So he only activated one at a time.
Right.
So whenever they need it, like mortally wounded or whatever, or he's aging because he's obviously old, they just pop a new one in.
That'd be interesting.
But like, he didn't.
This culminates in the fact that he's trying to come back. He's launching, joining back with the First Order, trying to bring them in. That's where he's just releasing all these ships, and that's going to be the culmination of this.
It's a fucking epic, just gnarly an epic fight
battle at the end to try and stop Palpatine.
Yeah, because there's in this trailer, there's two throne scenes. There's the one where you see that gnarly fucking Sith throne, which is actually from some Ralph McCurry concept art from back in the day.
Okay.
Where it has like those big spikes coming from it. Then there's the second one where it's over the shoulder of what looks to be a very mechanical chair, and you see the robed head with the hands.
You have the overvoice is Palpatine. Yep. So it's very heavily implied that's him right there.
Yeah, and it could be him just sitting in whatever chair that's keeping him alive or whatever. Yeah, it's interesting to, like, again, no idea what's fucking happening in this movie.
Right. A lot of these scenes could probably not even be in the movie.
Yeah,
they're
literally
Russo Brothers us with the Endgame.
Star Wars is pretty okay with doing scenes including, but it's like it's so out of context. Like some of the things you don't need context. She's running through a foresty area. She throws down a helmet that looks like a training helmet.
Yes,
she's obviously running with the saber. She's doing the jump. Like obviously, she's training.
Yeah.
Then there's a scene where, like, they're on the wrecked Death Star, and she's there looking around, and then Kylo walks out of the wave, and it's reminiscent of the poster and all that stuff we saw, and then you see them fighting on it, and you're like, why?
Right.
Why are they here? Like, what's going on? Like, it's just, I'm like, I don't know what's happening at all. Like, Lando's back, and he's flying the Millennium Falcon with Chewie, and, like, all those ships, and then you see, like, all this stuff. I was like, I don't know anything that's happening in this fucking movie.
Nothing at all. It's ridiculous.
Like, clearly Luke is training her as a ghost, you know, as a Force ghost. One parent have to repair his saber because it was all I remember from Last Jedi, that shit got ripped in half.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike Darth Maul's, it doesn't really work when it's in two pieces.
Right.
It's just like there's so much. Even in this one, like, it's funny because in this one there's completely different scenes and some that look like they're kind of conjoined because there's like the one where they're on that skiff and I guess it's the droid or whatever hits the fucking canister and it flies up and blows up. That's obviously the scene where you see the jetpack troopers are coming out from that sand skiff thing. So there's like different alternate parts of a scene, but like none of it's the same so far. So like all three trailers like just have completely different shit in them. There's like space horses running on what looks to be.
Do we know how long this movie's going to be? Because
it's the longest trailers, one of all of them, apparently.
Okay. Yeah, because from the trailers, the amount of scenes that they've shown us just seemed like it's either going to be a lot of really short, unconnected scenes that just
vignettes of shit,
or it's going to be a fucking long movie.
Well, Wikipedia has it listed as 155 minutes.
That seems short.
Yeah, that seems too short.
I'm saying that's what I'm. It's 2.5 hours. So
yeah, but like
I'm saying, like,
it needs to be three plus.
It needs to be 18 hours if you ask me. But we're not going to get that.
Well, I mean, if you want to watch all the movies together,
I mean, yeah, I will be doing that. Not that fucking marathon,
that
though.
Marathon. Yeah.
Did you see that shit, Mike?
Mm-mm.
So starting on, I believe it's the 18th at like 3 p.m. at Harkins and a couple of the theaters, you can watch all 9 Star Wars movies in a row. For one fat price, leading up to the premiere at 5 p.m. on Thursday of Rise of Skywalker. And part of it, at Harkins at least, because that's the one I really look details at, because Harkins sends me emails, you get, and again, I didn't see the price, I was trying to look it up last night, we got distracted talking about other shit. You get a lanyard for the event, a blanket, a souvenir cup, and a $3 unlimited popcorn.
It's at least cool that they're giving you extra stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, well, a blanket.
Hmm. Right?
I would like a Star Wars blanket.
You would buy a Star Wars cup. You have bought Star Wars cups.
I have both those Star Wars cups from Solo.
It's just a Harkins blanket.
You know, it says Star Wars blanket on it, yeah.
It's just the Harkins.
It's like a little Star Wars Harkins.
As long as there's Star Wars on it. Even if they, like, Sharpied it in. I'd be like, at least make the Sharpie look good. Some fucking poor schlubs in the back sweating through his vest trying to Sharpie on the Star Wars logo. Burning through Sharpies.
Need another box.
Mike, what'd you think?
It's all the same stuff. Like, I'm excited about it, but I just don't know what the fuck's going on. Yeah. I don't even have, like, a guess. Like, the only thing, like, if I had to put money on, like, being confident in, is, like, we find out that Rey is connected more closely than we were led to believe in the last movie.
Because it came from a lion sack of shit who murdered his father?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because everyone... I was just so surprised how everyone was just like, well, there you have it.
Yeah, Mike.
And it's like, why? Why would you believe him?
Yeah.
Like there's...
He committed patricide in the first fucking movie he was in. Why would you ever believe anything comes out of his fucking mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't like he killed... Han, and he was like conflicted about it. Like, he was sneaky about it
and popped that fucking shit.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. he played up the whole I'm struggling, I need help, just to get him closer so you could just kill him quick and walk away. You know what I mean? Like, that dude's
unhinged,
fucking evil. Like, there's no, because you in the first one you're thinking, is he gonna come back around? Is it, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't know, but that scene, it's like he's not struggling, like, he's full on fucking bad guy, man.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to be Vader before he unmasked. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah. I don't know. That's the only thing, like, if I feel confident. And then if it doesn't happen, if she does end up not getting an actual fucking...
Well, JJ confirmed that you find out who her parents are on this
one. Yeah, but if it's like...
They are nobody. Yeah, it's horse shit.
That's the one thing I'll be bummed out about this whole trilogy.
I don't think it'd be horse shit at all.
I don't think it'd be horseshit. I just
it's one of those things where it's the Force chose her type thing. It's not, you know, she doesn't have to be a secret son daughter of Skywalker or a secret, you know, blah 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 daughter of some, you know, big person.
I mean,
blah,
she doesn't have to be, but they're leaning heavily into it. The connection to Vader's to Anakin's lightsaber, those things.
It just could be the Force is just like, you're the chosen one. Deal with it. Go, Neo.
I mean, it is the Skywalker saga, so. And no. Technically speaking, Ben is not a Skywalker. He's a Solo. Yeah. He's part Skywalker, but not the good parts, apparently. The very, very bad parts.
Yeah.
But he's a lot like Luke, too. He kills his own father. Anybody? Nope. Okay.
Nope.
Technically, really, Anakin didn't kill
his father, so.
Anakin didn't know his father.
Anakin didn't
unless
have a father.
Unless
Anakin
technically
didn't have a father.
Well, unless Palpatine's the one that
impregnated
his mom because of the whole force thing, being able to create life, then technically in some way he's father, and he did kill him, so that's kind of a weird thing.
Wouldn't that be crazy if this movie somehow answered all of your questions about everything in this saga? Like, even going back that to the
literally
prequels?
It was the Emperor behind everything the whole entire time, even from Anakin, like he said, where, you know, it was the force manipulation.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
He knew that he would be brought in, that he knew all this stuff would happen. He knew everything going forward. He even knew that he would die, quote unquote. Yeah. So he prepared
set up the
for that
clones, yeah.
In order
it makes sense to go that way because, I mean, he's
the
been...
The fact that his voice popped up in that first trailer... I was like, what the fuck?
And the internet went fucking bad.
I was like, why?
My only problem with that is that I would have hoped that they would have hinted at that earlier or at least give some
sort
of
hint.
Could
it be like a Book of Eli thing where, like, once you know, you'll go back and you can see the hints
and maybe
kind of thing?
Maybe
this motherfucker's been blind the entire time?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
And maybe it will is obviously, like you're saying, it's just... Going into it right now, if that were to happen and there were no... hints going into it, just feels like, oh, this is what we're doing
haphazardly put together.
This is what we're doing for the third one. This
well,
wasn't
but
planned
see,
ahead
that's
of time.
That's why I don't love the idea of Rey not having any connection other than like the Force chose her. It's because I feel like you're putting so much into it, and for them to just be like,
but they didn't really put much into it.
They knew, like, you don't make this movie.
Any visuals out there that I can remember where they hinted that her family was something bigger. You just know that she was dropped off on Jakku by somebody.
Well, the fact that they didn't show it.
Yeah.
Who?
But that doesn't mean anything at all.
I'm saying if you're making
the
movie,
for the best, but it still could
No. But what I'm saying is if you're making that movie, you know, fans are going to start, okay, why aren't they doing this? Why does she have a connection to the saber? Why is, you know what I mean? Like,
right. And you can just be a giant dick about it and be like, no, the plan all along was literally that.
Which is fine, but you can't say that like they weren't trying to bait and switch you there. Like, cause they're obviously trying to make you think about it.
Yeah.
And they're obviously leaving enough doubt, and you don't see enough to where like you're confused and you don't know. And then you can't trust anything Kylo says.
No,
at this point.
You definitely can't.
So there's no reason to make it that way if there's no payoff for it. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, but I think that a more neutral stance between it of like, I don't care if she ends up being some sort of long lost relative of some god Jedi, or if she just ends up being the, you know, somehow a midichlorian, you know, somebody who's tapped into the Force but, you know, was just dropped off by her junky parents. Like, I'm more of a middle approach of the thing, not like hoping that she is some sort of,
you know, I don't need her to be related. I just need to have the connection to the Force, like, explained.
Because for me, the connection to the Force is explained no matter what.
If you just say, the Force liked her.
Yeah, but that was that literally is what was explained in with Anakin.
Yeah, and you saw how well that went over.
I know. But you have other explanations of it, too, where you have, and I don't remember the scene exactly. It was it in the Solo movie? Was it in... Anyway, it was the kid who was sweeping.
That was Last Jedi.
That was the Last Jedi. And he has slight powers.
Well, that
there's nothing. There's no like his family was a Jedi type thing.
No, because that has nothing to do with it.
But what I'm saying is that that kid has somehow he has an ability to tap into the Force.
Yeah, well, there's Jedi's all over the place. There's people who can tap into the Force just don't know it.
Yeah,
but call this the Skywalker saga.
Yeah, without. With having her
character. I mean, we literally went over this of like how you can call this the Skywalker saga in the fact that this is not the Jedi anymore. And this is the Skywalker. This is
The whole fact is like all eight movies leading up to it have to do with a Skywalker.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying
technically technically Ben is still part Skywalker because Leia is his mother type.
Yeah.
You know.
But
ending it as well as saying, because like I said, we've had this discussion before with okay, this is now the birth of the Skywalker Jedi, the more gray Jedi,
the gray,
you know, type thing, and that could still be, you know, what was the name of this one? This was
Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker, meaning that the rise of the Skywalker Jedi, the rise of the Grey Order.
Even if it's just like she has enough of the dark side capabilities with the light, you know what I mean? Like,
she better throw fucking lightning in this movie. That's all I'm saying.
But even if it's that, and they're just, she's, you know, like on a base level is more similar to Luke than anybody else in the galaxy, something is fine. Like, I get that. I'm not saying I'm going to be mad if her parents don't fucking matter, if her lineage doesn't matter. All I'm saying is, like, you can't say that they haven't been trying to at least make you think that she has some kind of extra connection to it that hasn't been revealed yet. And if you go through...
Yeah, they definitely have left it open where that it could go either way.
Yeah.
And so, yes, going your way, going what you're saying is that, yes, there is a definite possibility that she could be the... she could be something bigger than...
But like I said, if it just ends with Rin telling her, hey, your parents sucked, and they're like, okay. It's like you kind of... You had a lot more going into that for that kind of payoff.
And I guess I just don't care. Like
clearly you don't care enough about it.
It just could go either way, like, to me. And I'm perfectly fine with it just being like, yeah, your parents really were junkies, but you...
Where do you get junkies from?
I'm just throwing it out there. Junkers, junkies.
Dropped her off at a junk planet?
Yeah, that's...
No, they're just nobodies. Like, it's just
just nobodies.
Yeah, I'm like...
I thought they were all on heroin.
Yeah, I'm like, space heroin? There's space junkies? Like, what the hell's wrong with
it? Heroin, though, in space.
Gross. Everything's blue in space.
Yeah.
Blue milk. Blue heroin.
Blue heroin.
Blue... oh. What?
What was that?
Huh?
Blue what?
I mean, technically...
Anyway, that's it for this episode.
I guess that's the name of this episode, huh? Some blue pussy. That's it for this week's episode, everybody. Strong man blue pussy. Star Wars, The Rise of the Blue Pussy. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode.
Yeah.
Comes at you, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.